Here's a quick note about energy conservation. It's about the island of Palawan in the Philippines. People there are getting hype for the Vegas showdown on Sunday between Filipino boxing star Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather. Everyone's planning to watch it there, but according to the French news agency AFP, there have been power shortages in Palawan recently. So the head of the local utility is asking residents to turn off their refrigerators and washing machines prior to the match to keep TV sets from going dark in the middle of the bout. Anyone planning on having a beer should probably get a cooler ready. Anyway, turning off your fridge, even for an hour, can help fight climate change a bit. You've heard the message countless times. Climate change is real. It is mostly man-made, and the solutions have to be global. But as the world's Matthew Bell tells us, that message is now coming from a new source.
When activists and students took to the steps at Harvard University this spring to protest the school's investments in fossil fuel companies, there was no shortage of big names on hand.
What a blessing to be here! Want to salute my dear brother Bill McGibbon. He's one of the long-distance freedom fighters. He's a great public intellectual.
That was writer Cornel West saluting fellow activist Bill McKibben. But another leader who's inspiring people on this issue was not there.
Pope Francis has been, since the day one, he has been very vocal about ecology and care for creation.
That's Harvard grad student Tomas Insua.
He explicitly said that his name, coming from St. Francis of Assisi, has both this care for the poor dimension and this care for creation dimension.
Like Pope Francis, Insua is Catholic and from Buenos Aires in Argentina. And he's the co-founder of a group called the Global Catholic Climate Movement.
What we're trying to do is remind Catholics that this is a big moral issue and that there is an urgent need to do something about it.
Pope Francis appears to feel the same. For months, he's been meeting with scientists and policy experts and writing the first ever papal encyclical on the environment. An encyclical is the highest teaching from a pope. Francis's eco-encyclical is expected to come out in June, but already it's causing a stir.
I don't know exactly what the pope will say about climate change. A lot of people have already begun to speculate on this and seem to have a lot of horses in the race.
Christiana Peppard is an expert on Catholic theology and the environment at Fordham University. She says Pope Francis takes the science seriously. After all, he's got a master's degree in chemistry, so he's likely to describe climate change as a real threat to both the environment and to people's lives. But Peppard thinks he'll go further.
And I think he will say, what we need to recognize is that there are moral dimensions.
Peppard says Francis is likely to talk about how people in the developing world are most at risk.
These people not only are the first affected, but they have also done the least to contribute to these human amplified processes, and they're the least able to respond or adapt effectively. So that's a moral triple whammy.
Francis is not the first Roman Catholic leader to talk about protecting the environment, but he's elevating the issue in a big way. And some of his fellow Christians say it's none too soon.
It is a sincere hope of many people I know that Pope Francis, speaking out on this issue of climate change, will compel not just the average churchgoer, but also church leaders.
That's Catherine Hayhoe, an atmospheric scientist at Texas Tech University. She's also an evangelical Christian. She says the Bible is pretty clear about caring for God's creation, but she says many Christian clergy have been slow to connect that with climate change.
When you ask church leaders, how often do you speak about climate change? Catholics and evangelicals are at the bottom. Only 5% speak about climate change on a regular basis.
But there's already been pushback to the Pope's efforts. Among other things, some conservative Catholics worry that Francis is really wading into a scientific debate, not a moral one. Here's Jay Richards of Catholic University.
The Pope has the authority to speak on any question that has ethical implications, and so environmental stewardship has that. My only worry would be that his argument in the encyclical might rest too heavily on contestable and debatable scientific propositions that could change, you know, next year or a decade from now.
But the fundamental science of climate change and the role of human activity is well understood and overwhelmingly accepted, and that's unlikely to change. That's why Francis is convinced that there's no time to waste, and he's warned about the dangers of inaction. Catherine Hayhoe says the real world shows the Pope is right.
For so long, climate change has been this issue that only matters, you know, to the polar bears up in the Arctic, or it matters to our children, but not to us. today, climate change is happening to us here and now. It's no longer something that we can afford to kind of shove off and say, we'll deal with it when it comes. It's come.
So the time to deal with it is now, Hayho says. She believes Pope Francis has already succeeded, in a sense, by getting so many people talking about climate change, including some who probably haven't been paying much attention. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.